We are joined in the Media Center with our Pro Stock winner, 32nd annual AAA Texas Fall Nationals, Jason Lyons, Summit Racing Equipment Chevrolet Camaro. Second win of the season, also as a runner-up. The last win, Pomona 2017. Last final round in St. Louis a couple weeks back. 47th career win, crew chiefs Tim Freeman, Rob Downing, and defeated Alan Przinski, Alex Laughlin, Brian Self, and in the final round, took down Drew Skillman. Three wins at the Texas Motorplex in your career. Jason, you are peaking at the right time as well. Sponsor Summit, big event here this weekend, and you cash in with a win.
Yeah, huge event. We got to go to this new Summit store in Arlington on Wednesday, and the place is fantastic. I spent some of my kids' inheritance, so it was great, and the store is unbelievable. It's shocking how much stuff is there. It's really cool.
A lot has been made about the gap between wins. Were you testing to get ready right at the countdown time? Because it did certainly appear in Charlotte that you started to move in the right direction, and now you're making final rounds and winning races.
Yeah, again, thanks for bringing it up. I test something every run. So, like, I'm a tinker, and unfortunately that gets me in trouble. And then it takes the Rob Downings and the Mike Edwards to bring me back to reality. So, yeah, you know, and the truth is with the playoff format, now is what matters. So we are peaking at the right time. I'm hopefully give Greg and Bo and everybody else something to think about for the next couple of weeks. So
you
it's going to be fun.
You are 30 points behind, very manageable with two races remaining,
sure.
Especially with the Auto Club Finals being points and a half.
Yeah, for sure. So there's no question it's not over. And, they're going to have to pry that one off the window. So I kind of like it on there. It's one of my favorite numbers. So I think we'll just try to keep it.
We'll open it up to questions from members of the media. Name and affiliation. We've got a question for Jason Lyne.
I'm trying to catch up.
Okay. Jason, starting line.
You want to know why Billy Meyer called me a moron?
Let's just get to it. Billy Meyer of the Texas Motorplex, a legend in his own right. What happened, Jason?
In his own mind, yes. So he called me a moron because I put my cowboy hat on backwards. So, and I told him I'm from Minnesota. We don't know how to wear cowboy hats. So, and then he accused me of not being able to spell moron. So I'll never forget this day.
Yes. That did. And was it moron with love?
I don't know. It's hard to tell with him.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's assume it was.
Now, since we're talking about the facility, though, you've had great success here. This is a legendary facility, the first true super track in the NHRA. Do you try to raise your game here? What is it about the Motorplex that you do so well here?
Well, for me, this weekend, honestly, it's do or die. If you didn't win here this weekend, the chance of winning the championship was slim to none, and Slim would have just checked out of town. So really kind of had to win. So, and I was lucky enough to win. So really a nice feeling. Sometimes you don't know why these things happen, but obviously, the car guys did a great job this weekend, and that was really fun. It's the first time I've ever won having Edwards at the track with us, and I've pretty much let him down, and he probably thinks, or at least until today, he thought I was a loser. So
he didn't call you that, though.
No, he didn't. Not to my face, but sometimes when I looked at him, I thought I could see it in his eye. But he's been really good for us, and I enjoy him a lot. And so it was fun to be able to win when he was here.
We're thinking a little bit about Vegas and Pomona, the intensity of the countdown. Two races remain.
Yeah, big deal. It's crunch time, and I hate pressure. I mean, I can't stand it. So I'm going to have to figure out how to harness that and do a better job of it. So I like really boring, big point leads, and that is out the window. So I'm gonna have to step it up for sure. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be a battle for sure. And it's gonna be fun to watch from the spectators' perspective. It's gonna be super fun to watch. And Greg is a pretty intense guy, so he's gonna be really hard to beat. And it might take Bo and myself, might take both of us to get it done. So it's gonna be fun to watch.
Yeah, Jason, John Sturban, RacingToday.com. Of the three KB guys, much of the spotlight has been on Bo all year as a point leader, coming out of nowhere, basically, and finally, you know, taking that position. And Greg, of course, four-time world champion. You've been kind of like the forgotten guy in this, and yet you're the defending champion, the reigning champion. Is this not played out the way you thought it would, 2017?
Well, maybe. I've been accused of being a lazy winner, and sometimes people, when they accomplish a goal, they maybe they don't they're not as hungry as they once were. So But this is a good time of year to have a big appetite. So, yeah, I've been pretty much incognito the whole year, which is not good. Certainly not good from this from my sponsor standpoint. Summit, they want me to be in winning races in front of the TV. So I apologize to them for not doing a good job. But we're trying to get it done now, and hopefully we can bring home that big check at the end of the year.
Mike Haig with Race Day San Antonio. Jason, talk about, you know, the fact that the three of y'all, either one of y'all could win this championship, and that's incredible. Talk about what, you know.
With the level of competition in pro stock, to have the three of us sitting at the top is, I'll be honest, it's surprising, because there's a bunch of good cars out there and a bunch of good drivers, and I think it's certainly it's a testament to our group, and I never tote that. I mean, they know they're good. They're professionals. They get paid to do this for a living. But, you know, so are the other teams. But the fact that all three of us are on the top is it's a nice feeling for sure, because, you know, certainly somebody else could sneak in there and win the championship. But, you know, I think one of us could falter, maybe two. But the three of us, I don't know. It's a tough it'd be tough for anybody else to sneak in there right now. So we'll see. It could happen, and certainly not counting my chickens before they hatch. But I like where we're at.
True went red on the final round by foul. That's heartbreak. You've been there before. But when you're going down the track, did you see your wind light was on? Did you know you had won? What are you thinking when you're making a run and you know that you've won?
Yeah, it wasn't heartbreaking at all for me. I was just ecstatic, actually. So. I did see the wind light, and it actually it made me botch one of the shifts, which I don't normally do, but I did, because I was like, why did he red light? He was faster than me. So, but, you know, I think everybody kind of struggled to, we'll say, kill the tree today. It was tough. You know, good light seemed to be a high 30 or a 40, and I knew I didn't kill it in the final. I didn't think I was 64, but, you know, I think there was only one driver all day who really was able to have really good lights. The rest of us kind of struggle, and a lot of that has to do with car setup on this type of racetrack, and it's just the way it is. So but yeah, it was I've been on both sides of that, so I'll take one.
Jason, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.